want a big shout out to our friends at the River City Blues Society.
Here, here.
Great website. It's rivercityblues.org. And the reason I'm also bringing us up a little extra special is because they are sponsoring a concert, the Capitol Ale House, October 12th, with a wonderful boogie-woogie piano player, a lovely young lady, Ms. Eden Brent.
We've just had a chance to hear her second album, Ain't Got No Troubles. Eden, welcome to Time for the Blues.
Oh, thanks so much. I do think it's time for the blues.
So tell me a little bit about this brand new compact disc you've got out, Ain't Got No Troubles. It's on Yellow Dog Records, which is out of Memphis, I believe.
That is out of Memphis. But, you know, I'm 150 miles south of Memphis here in Greenville, Mississippi, on the Mississippi River. And I like to say that Memphis is about a 3-hour drive or a 3-day float. And likewise, I recorded Ain't Got No Troubles in New Orleans. New Orleans is about a 4-hour drive or a 4-day float. So it just depends on which way you're going, by river or land.
I heard a lot of influences of both Mississippi and New Orleans in this particular compact disc. You've got a really good, solid boogie-woogie style of piano. How did you develop that?
I had studied piano my whole life, but when I got in my upper teens, long about graduating high school age, I met this fellow named Boogaloo Ames, who lived right here in Greenville, Mississippi, and he was a fabulous piano player, and they called him Boogaloo because of his boogie-woogie style. And I've known about him for years. Finally, I guess I got grown up enough to be bold enough to ask him to teach me. And doggone it if he didn't just immediately say he'd love to. So he and I worked together, and then we're just a couple or maybe a few years later, our apprenticeship was funded by the Mississippi Arts Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So we received a folk arts apprenticeship grant to work together. And, man, I really took that serious because the Mississippi Arts Commission, I don't know if y'all know much about grant money, but they only gave him half the money up front. So I figured I had to show some progress or they weren't going to give him the rest of the money. I mean, at that time I was a college student and, you know, I could pay him, but I couldn't pay him that much. I took it very seriously. And in that three-month period, I really, really worked hard and probably learned more from him in those 3 months than I did in any other given year. And he and I were together a full 16 years, almost 17 years, until he passed away in 2002.
Wow. Now, you have been compared to a number of the greats. I've seen references to you to Bessie Smith, to Janis Joplin, to Diana Krall. How do you feel about being compared to people of that caliber?
You know, it's such an honor. The thing I can't wait for is for some of these youngsters to start being compared to me. Now, you know, this is a growing train, and I'm just one of the boxcars, man. You know, I feel like I'm just one link in a long chain, and the longer it gets, the more music we can make. I mean, I'm just carrying on a tradition and hopefully bringing that tradition into the 21st century and passing it on to some of the newcomers.
Well, Eden, we want to talk about your upcoming tour, being at the Capitol Ale House in Richmond on October 12th, and also want to acknowledge your dog.
Yeah. You must hate the show. I tell you, everybody's a critic.
If maybe y'all wanted to spin a little tune and let me give her a little treat, then we could probably share some more conversation.
All right.
All right.
That's a good deal. While you're doing that, we're going to play a selection off your new compact disc. This is In Love With Your Wallet from Ain't Got No Trouble, featuring our guest tonight, Miss Eden Brent.
It's time for the blues.
Town, hard to believe that you put your old lady down. Hey, Dad.
Well, Eden, you're going to be appearing at the Capitol Ale House downtown on Wednesday, October the 12th at 8 o'clock. The doors are going to open up at 7, and you can get tickets either there at the Capitol Ale House or through the River City Blues Society website.
That's rivercityblues.org.
I'm bringing a nice band with me, a couple of great guys. The drummer is Bobby Walker from Detroit, Michigan, and lives in Colorado now, and the bass player is Andy Irvine, who's originally from New York, from Syracuse, I think, but now he lives in Colorado, which makes it a little problematic, me being from Mississippi. And we have so much fun traveling together that a good amount of the time, I'll fly him over here to Mississippi, and then we'll drive from here, wherever it is we're going. And so won't be too long, we'll be hopping in the car and headed your way, and we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's fantastic, and we're looking forward to you being there. The Capitol Ale House, you haven't been there, it is a fantastic venue. You will love it. The folks are great, and the folks from the River City Blues Society are some of the most fun we've ever hung out with. I'm going to mention one other thing. We are really impressed with your songwriting.
I've never considered myself a songwriter, really. More considered myself an entertainer, you know, because that's what I was trained to do, and that's what I've had a lot of practice doing. But songwriting, I think, is like any other craft. I mean, if I were going to make chairs, then, you know, if I made one chair, maybe that chair would be all right. And then if I made 100 chairs, then my chairs would probably start to be really something. And so I'm trying to learn to be a songwriter. And so it's nice to hear. I'm trying to learn to craft songs. So far, I've depended on a whole lot of inspiration and maybe not yet so much a craft, but I'm still working on it, and I've got more to come. So I hope you enjoy it, and thanks a bunch. I'll not stop trying.
Hey, and for an idea, you can craft a song about poor broke blues DJs and how they need love too. I mean, it's just an idea. Anyway, Eden, thank you so much for your time, and we hope we'll catch you when you're here. We're going to make a point of it.
Eden, before we let you go, which we'll do in just a second.
Yeah.
We would like for you to choose the next selection off your latest CD for us to play.
Yeah, we already played In Love With Your Wallet because I love that title.
Well, let me just tell you that was so fondly written for my daddy's new girlfriend. And now, she took issue with it, and she's not been real friendly to me since the record came out. I can't imagine why. I think the line that gave it away was, he even bought you a house and you gave it back to him.
You got a wicked sense of humor.
Otherwise, she might not have known the song was about her. Why don't we counter that with a ballad from the album, a heartfelt and truthful ballad? Why don't we counter that with Leave Me Alone?
Oh, you got it. Leave Me Alone. That's great what selection. We're going to do with you. We're going to leave you alone.
Yeah. Hey, fellas, leave me alone.
Eden, what time is it?
Hey, it's time for the Blues Boys.
Can't remember the last time you smiled.